This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Thanks for joining us for this episode of LabCast. As always, I'm your host, Corey, and this week we're lucky to be joined by Rich Cirillo, President and CEO of Above the Line. Rich is a Sandler-trained sales expert and was the keynote speaker at our quarterly forum, which focused on sales execution. Rich was gracious enough to record a series of videos this morning that will be available at openviewlabs.com in the coming months. One topic that was particularly interesting to me was the topic of CEOs holding their sales teams accountable. From someone who didn't have a sales background, I found it interesting that CEOs who come from a background other than sales might have difficulty with this topic. So, Rich, if you could please share with us what your tips are for CEOs looking to keep their sales teams in a culture of accountability.
You know, it's very often asked of me how to do that. Many CEOs, if they don't come from a sales background, are always concerned about stepping into the sales executive's kitchen and really try to figure out where they should be on which side of the line between letting the sales executive run by themselves. But as the CEO, they should also be able to know really how well they're doing and be a check and balance. Mm-hmm. What I often tell them is think of sales like any good project. If you plan out a good project, the project manager breaks it down into activities, has a number of activities that are planned, knows who's going to do those activities, and when those activities need to be done by. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the success of the project manager or that company is going to be whether the project's done on time and done for the right amount of money. It's kind of like sales. We all know at the end of the day, people are retained or let go based upon whether they made their sales numbers. But that's not how you can manage people on a daily basis. Far better, I find, to break it down to things that are completely within the sales rep's control, and that would be activities. So when I work with clients, what we do is we start first with the sales process. And we look at the sales process and break down the sales process into individual steps. Now, within each step, such as lead identification and qualification, there may be actual activities such as cold calls, requests for introductions and referrals, etc. Mm-hmm. All those are activities that are completely within the sales rep's control. It doesn't revolve around getting a certain amount of dollars extracted from a client, but more is one that is an activity just like on the project plan. So let's take an enterprise sales process. Mm-hmm. It starts with lead follow-up, cold calls, referrals. All of these are activities that you would put in the cookbook. And you and the sales rep would agree that these number of activities in that one area per day, per week, per month are achievable. Mm-hmm. As you go down that sales process, you'll see initial presentation, sometimes referred to as presentation one. And if the prospect is still qualified, maybe presentation two. Now those that survive that qualification get a demo, perhaps a reference visit, mm-hmm. and it culminates with an executive visit either to their location or the company headquarters and hopefully a deal.
Yep.
All of those are steps in the sales cycle with discrete tasks. By holding a sales rep accountable for the activities, you're basically saying their job is to execute these steps of the sales cycle. And that if the sales process is correct and we have their technique up to snuff, then good results should come out of it. At the end of the day, if they failed at executing the sales process, they still won't stay. But you're able to manage someone on a daily basis to activities that are within their control, as opposed to having a sort of Damocles over their head every day where every morning starts off with, so how much did you sell last night?
Right. So when we were recording our video, you alluded to the fact that all teams need to be held accountable, and you've seen a lot that sales teams are kind of held to a higher standard of accountability. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, and a little biased with the background being mostly in sales.
Right, of course.
But it's very common, maybe irksome sales executives, to see in good times there's plenty of credit to go around and everyone gets up on the stage and pat on the back. When you crush the numbers for the quarter, mm-hmm. it was everybody's contributed. And when there's a quarter when it's a little bit light, it's only sales that's held accountable. Mm-hmm. Reality doesn't happen that way. If there's a problem with marketing or products, if the pricing perhaps is not correct, if the packaging of the product or maybe even the sales process itself needs to be rethought, Just like there's enough credit to go around, everyone should be held accountable. And what I mean by that is don't break out the whips and chains. It means everyone needs to know the role they play. Everyone needs to, in essence, realize that if any part of the sales process breaks down and falls within their department, then the sales teams won't be successful. And so a good CEO understands the role that development and customer service and marketing, as example, play in the success of the sales organization. So when you're trying to do a postmortem on a quarter that fell short, I suggest you do a postmortem on all the areas of production. One of the few things I remember from economics is when you only focus on one factor of production, in this case sales, you get the law of diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. For a company to grow in that expansion stage, it has to grow and do more things right in all areas of the company.
That's great. Thank you very much, Rich. We really appreciate you being here, not only leading our forum and helping our portfolio companies, but also to record these videos in this podcast to kind of share your knowledge with our audience. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Happy to be a part of OpenView and its great portfolio of companies.
To find out more about the work that Rich does, helping companies succeed in their sales process, visit his website, chiarello.sandler.com, chiarello.sandler.com.